Okay, good morning and a good night, everybody. Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Chav Ches. We are holding on Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis at the Mishnah. That's where Michal left off. I want to thank my brother-in-law, Michal, for giving the daf yesterday while I was away. Today's share is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, and his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, La Shalom. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi Shir. So what we're going to talk about today is, first, the Mishnah is going to tell us what types of karbanos are going to be pasul or pigle based on a machshava of chutz l'zmano or chutz l'mekomo. And the Gemara is going to particularly zone in on the fact that the Mishnah talks about the Or Ha'aliyah. So what does that tell us about the Or Ha'aliyah? Does it have a din of basar? Does it not have a din of basar? Is it something that we're assuming gets eaten? Is it something that we're assuming gets burnt on the Mizbeach? And one of the primary issues is, do we assume Or Aliyah is Ka'aliyah Dami or not Ka'aliyah Dami? And we're going to have three different interpretations of the Mishnah, three different approaches to what the Mishnah is trying to tell us. We're going to have the approach of Shmuel, the approach of Rav Huna, and the approach of Rav Chista. And then the Gemara is going to explain to us why each one doesn't want to say like the other. Then the Gemara is going to bring the makar for the idea that a machshava of chutz l'zmano makes something pigle, and a machshava of chutz l'mekomo will make something pasul. So we're going to try to bring, where exactly do we find the source for that idea? And the Gemara is going to have long drushes from Pesukim to see, is it from two separate Pesukim? Is it all from the same Pasuk? And that pretty much takes us to the end of the Daf and into tomorrow's Daf. So let's begin again. We're holding out the Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Zayin and Beis. Hashochet es hazevach lizrok damo bachutz. If a person shechts a zevach, he shechts a korban, having in mind that he's going to be zorik the dam outside of the Azara, or miktsas damo b'chutz, or he's going to be zorik some of the dam outside of the Azara. Lahaktir emur of b'chutz, he has in mind he's going to be maktir, the emurim of the korban outside of the Azara. The word emurim is a funny word, meaning it really means the evarim of the korban, the limbs of the korban that are burnt on the Mizbeach. The Rambam in the Akdama to Seder Kachim says it's called emurim from a lashon of amira v'tzivoy, that Hashem was mitzava us and told us to be maktir them. By that token, l'chora, anything could be called a murin, because Hashem told us to do stuff with a lot of different things. But for whatever reason, the Rambam assumes that's why they're called a murin. But anyway, it's referring to the limbs that are supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. So l'haktir emur of b'chutz, a person shechts a korban, having in mind that he's going to be maktir the emurim outside of the Azara, which is the wrong place to be maktir emurim, or miktsas emur of b'chutz, or some of the emurim outside of the Azara, lechel b'sar. He has in mind he's going to eat the meat of the korban outside of the proper place that he's supposed to eat it. That would depend on whether it's kachim kachim or kachim kalim, what exactly the proper place is. O kezayis mi b'sar b'chutz, or he has in mind he's going to eat a kezayis of the meat of the korban outside of the proper place. O lechol kezayis me'or ha'alya b'chutz, or he has in mind to eat a kezayis of the or of the tail outside of the place where it's supposed to be eaten. In all those cases, pasul vein bo kares. In all those cases, the carbon is going to be pasul, and there's not going to be a chi of kares. That's a machshava of chutz l'mekomo. Machshava of chutz l'mekomo makes the carbon pasul, but does not carry with it an iser kares if you then eat from such a carbon. There is a discussion in the Achronim when we talk about having in mind to be zorek damo b'chutz. So Sfasemes raises the question: is that that psul, that having a machshava to be zorek the dam b'chutz, is that only if you have in mind to be zorik the dam on a mizbeach that you're going to build bachutz? But if you have in mind to be zorik the dam somewhere else that's not a mizbeach, I mean, what's called zrika sadam? How do you define what's zrika sadam? What's just pouring it out on the floor? So zrika sadam l'chora means that there's a mizbeach, but there's no mizbeach bachutz. So what are we talking about? That you have in mind to be zorik the dam bachutz. So Sasemba says maybe it means that you have in mind that there will be a mizbeach bachutz, and then you're going to be zorik the dam on that mizbeach bachutz. But if you were just having in mind to be zorik it somewhere else, that's not a mizbech, so that's like being shofich the dam b'chutz, which is not going to pasul the korban. Or do we assume that since you're doing some sort of maisa zrika, so and you have in mind to do some sort of maisa zrika, mizbech is not critical and it will become pasul anyway. Similarly, when it comes to aktaras emurim b'chutz, do you have to have in mind that you can be makter b'chutz on a mizbeach? So there is a machlokas tanoim, we're going to have much later in the Masechta, about someone who's makdir kachim b'chutz, whether he's chayiv kares, is that only when he's makdir on some type of structure that was made l'shem mizbeach, or even if he's makdir stam on a rock somewhere b'chutz? The idea that if you are in fact makdir b'chutz, that you're chayiv kares, what does it mean to be makdir b'chutz? So it could be. The Sfasem suggests that machlokas is exactly the discussion over here when it comes to a machshava of a psul of machshavas haktara chutzal makomo. Doesn't mean haktara on the mizbech, doesn't mean haktara anywhere. Zrika chutzal makomo doesn't mean zrika on the mizbech, doesn't mean zrika anywhere. Might depend on that machlokas tanaim. What if you're actually makdir bachutz? Is that only on some sort of structure? Is it if you're makdir anywhere bachutz that you're going to be chayiv kares? That's what Sfasem suggests. Anyway, so those are of chutz l'mekomo. What if a person shechs lizrok domo l'machar, having in mind that he's going to be zorik the dam the following day, which means chutz l'zmano, mixas domo l'machar, or some of the dam the following day, l'hakter emurav l'machar, he's going to burn the emurim of the carbon the next day, mixas emurav l'machar, or some of the emurim the next day, lechol besor l'machar, he has in mind he's going to eat the meat of the carbon the next day, o kazayis mi besor l'machar, or kazayis of the meat the next day, o lechol kazayis me'or ha'al yal l'machar, or he has in mind that he's going to eat a kazayis of or ha'aliyah the next day. In all those cases, the korban is not only pasul but pigul v'chayav nalav kares. And if a person who eats from those korbanos, even if he eats from them in the right zman, but since at the time that he did the shechita he had a machshava of chutz l'zmano, the whole korban is labeled pigul, and even if he then actually eats it in the correct zman, he's going to be chayav kares for eating it at that time. So the implication that you get of the mishnah clearly is that the psul of a machshavas chutz l'mekomo or machshavas chutz l'zmano is only when you have a machshava about the zrika, the haktara, or the achila. Right? Those were the examples in the Mishnah that you have in mind to do the zrika or the haktara or the achila, chutz l'mekomo or chutz l'zmano. But the implication is that if you have a machshava to do the kabbalas hadam or the halachas hadam, chutz l'mekomo or chutz l'zmano, apparently that has no impact on the korban, even though those are also avodas hakarban. But the Mishnah doesn't mention anything about that, about having in mind that you're doing the Kabbalah Saddam or the Allah Saddam in the wrong time or the wrong place. And the Rambam sounds this way in Hilchos Psulei HaMukdashon as well. However, Rabbi Kiveger on the Mishnayis points out that there are Rishonim that hold not that way, even though it seems against the Mishnah, because the Mishnah Dafka identifies these three things where you're having a machshava of Chutz Zman or Chutz Mekomo. Okay, so the Gemara says, now we had mentioned in the Mishnah that a person has a machshava to eat the Or Ha'aliyah, Chutz Mekomo or Chutz Zmano, that's going to be a Machsheves Psul. So the Gemara assumes that we're talking about the Aliyah of a Keves, of a sheep, which is supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. It's not actually supposed to be eaten. Whenever it says Aliyah in the Torah, it always refers to the Aliyah of a sheep. By other minim, by other types of animals, a shar, a gedi, we usually use the word Zanav and not an Aliyah, because the sheep's tail is a very fatty piece of meat, so it's a fatty tail, so that's why we call it the Aliyah. It actually gets its own name. So that's the Gemara's assumption. So Savrua or Aliyah, they assumed in the base Medrash that when it comes to the mitzvah Saktara, the Or Aliyah is Ka Aliyah Dami. The Or Aliyah has the same din as the Aliyah itself, and the Aliyah itself gets burnt on the Mizbeach, so therefore the Or HaAliyah is also supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. So frek the Gemara, v'akam mechashmech this Mizbeach la'adam. Well, since the Or HaAliyah is supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, if a person has a machshava to eat it, chutz l'mekomo or chutz l'zmano, why does that make it possible? You're having machshava from achilas Mizbeach to achilas Adam, something that's supposed to be, it's supposed to be nechal, but not by a person, it's supposed to be nechal by the Mizbeach. You're supposed to burn it on the Mizbeach, and you're having machshava that a person is going to eat it, chutz l'mekomo or chutz l'zmano. That's not the kind of psul machshava that the rest of the Mishnah is talking about. The rest of the Mishnah is talking about, you're doing everything else right, you're just having machshava to do it wrong time, wrong place. Over here, you have in mind, wrong thing to do. That not only wrong time, wrong place, you're supposed to put this on the Mizbeach, you're having in mind that a person's going to eat it. So that doesn't fit with everything else it says in the Mishnah Lechora. That is not a classic Machsheves Psul. So three approaches to the Mishnah. Approach number one is Shmuel. Amr Shmuel Hamani, who is the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Eliezer. Our Mishnah is going like the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. That achila sadam achila. It's all achila, and therefore it is a classical case of a machshava zchusum kamal chutzas mano. Yeah, you're having a machshava that a person's going to eat it. That's the same thing as the mizbeach eating it. It's all called achila. Ditanan, because we have a mishnah that we're going to see in about a week from now. Hashochet es hazevach lechol dover shein darko lechol. If a person shakes a carbon, having in mind that he's going to eat chutzum kamal or chutzas mano, something that you're supposed to burn that you're not supposed to eat, like the emurim of the carbon, or he has in mind that he's going to be makter on the mizbeach, chutzas mano, chutzas mekomo, the basar, which is not supposed to be hooked on the mizbeach, supposed to get eaten. So kosher, that's not a machshava that's going to pasul. But Rabbi Eliezer posel. Rabbi Eliezer says that in fact is a machshava that's going to pasul. There is a machlokes tanoim within shitas Rabbi Eliezer in Maseches Menachos whether the psul is a psul d'oraisa or a psul d'rabanan. When Rabbi Eliezer says that tzachcha machshava will still pasul, even though not only you're having machshava chutzum kamo or chutzum zmano, you're also having machshava to do the wrong thing, right? To be maktir, that which should be nechal, to be ochel, that which should be maktir. When Rabbi Eliezer says that's pasul, is it d'oraisa or d'rabanan? Shmuel's mahalich clearly is that Rabbi Eliezer holds it's a psul d'oraisa, because our Mishnah says that you're going to be chayiv kares if you have machshava chutzum zmano. You're only chayiv kares if you violated if the psul was really a psul d'oraisa, if it's actually pigul on a d'oraisa. So Shmuel assumes our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Eliezer. Ah, you're having in mind to eat that which is supposed to be burnt on the mizbech. Yeah, the machshava of chutzas mano will still make it pigul. The machshava of chutzas mekomo will still make it pasul. So b'mayu kimta ke Rabbi Eliezer. Wait, you're telling me our Mishnah is following Rabbi Eliezer? Ema seifa, but you go weiter in the Mishnah, not really in our Mishnah, but in the following Mishnah, which is a continuation of our Mishnah, where it says zaklal. The Mishnah goes on to say that whenever you have in mind to eat something that is supposed to be eaten, but you had in mind chutzas mano, so it becomes pigul, or chutzas mekomo becomes pasul, or to be makter something that's supposed to be hooktar, but you had in mind chutzas mano, so it becomes pigul, or chutzas mekomo, so it becomes pasul. So that's where it's going to become pigul or pasul. But if davar shadarko lechol in, shein darko lechol lo, if it's something that's not supposed to be eaten, it's something that's supposed to be burnt, and you had in mind to eat it, so then it does not become pasul or pigul. Well, asan rabbanan, that goes like the sheet of the rabbanan. So Reisha Rabbi Lezer, sefer rabbanan. You mean to tell me our Mishnah here in Daf Chav Ches is going like Rabbi Lezer, and tomorrow's Mishnah in Daf Chav Tes is going like the rabbanan? So Shmuel says, yeah, that's the best option I got, because the Ora Alia is Ka Alia, and it says that you're having in mind to eat the Ora Alia, and the Ora Alia is supposed to be burnt. So that's the the kash is too strong. It's got to be that it's going like Rabbi Eliezer. So sometimes you have one Mishnah like Rabbi Eliezer, and then at the end of that Mishnah, or the following Mishnah, that's a hemshik of that Mishnah, goes like the Rabbanan. So that's one mahalik. Rav Huna Amar or Aliyah Lav Ka Aliyah Dami. He says, no, you're making a mistake in your assumption. You're assuming that the Aura of the Aliyah has the same din as an Aliyah. No, there is no mitzvah to be makdir the Aura Ha'aliyah. So if you have a machshava to eat the Aura Aliyah, chutzum mekomo, chutzum mano, you're actually having machshava to eat that which is supposed to get eaten, and you're only the only problem with your machshava is that it's chutz l'zmano or chutz l'mekomo. So now I understand our Mishnah very well. So I asked the Gemara, Amar Rava, my time with Rav Huna, what's the basis of Rav Huna to assume that Or Alia is lav ka Alia dami? Because when it talks about the burning of the emurim, it says chelbo ha Alia. So it's as if it wrote chelev ha Alia. So we learn from there, velo or ha'alya. When it says chelbo ha'alya, we darshan that it means only the chelav of the alya, but not the other part of the alya. What's the other part of the or ha'alya? The or ha'alya doesn't have a din of the alya itself. Third approach of chista amr liolam or alya ke alya dami. Now Shmuel was right. The or alya has a din of an alya. V'hacha b'mayaskinan v'alya shel gedi. But who said we're talking about the type of alya that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach? Only the tail of a keves gets burnt on the mizbeach. The tail of a gedi actually gets eaten. So yeah, the or alya is the same din of an alya. But guess what? Some tails get eaten. So this is basar, and that's why it's considered to be that you're having a machshava of chutz mekomo or chutz zmano of achila on that which is in fact supposed to be ne'echal. So says Gemara, kulu k'shmuel amri. The reason why the other Amoraim didn't want to say that, like Shmuel, is Reish Rabbelezer v'Seif Rabbanu l'mukmi, because it's always a dochak to say that the Reish of the Mishnah is going like one Tana, and the Seif of that very same Mishnah, which is all written stam, is going like another Tana. K'rav Huna lo amri, and you understand why they don't want to say like the second approach, like Rav Huna, or Aliyah ka'aliyah dami kamash maluhu, because they don't think Rav Huna is correct that the Or Aliyah and the Aliyah have different dinim. They assume that the Or Aliyah and the Aliyah are one and the same, that they have the same dinim. Why don't they want to say like Rav Chista that we're just talking about a Gedi? Rav Chista, my time lo amri. Why is it that they don't want to say like Rav Chista? Because according to Rav Chista, my kamash maluhu, what exactly is the chiddush of the Mishnah when it says that that if you have a machshav of chutz mekom or chutz zmano of the Or Aliyah, that counts as a real machshavas psul? There's no chiddush other than the fact that Or Aliyah ka'aliyah dami, that the Or Aliyah is considered like the Aliyah because it's edible since it's soft, and therefore when you have machshava to eat it, chutz zmano, chutz mekom, it's the same thing as having the machshava of eating any of the basar, chutz zmano, chutz mekomo. But if that's lo chiddush, tanina, that's already a mishnah maseches chulin ve'elu shorosein kivsaran, that the following things, their or has the same din as their basar, in that it's a meichel, it's a food, and therefore could be makabel tuma like ochlin. So and one of the things is or shetachas alia, the or under the alia. So you see that the or alia is kalia dami. So what would be the chiddush of our mishnah otherwise if we're talking about the or of a gedi? Now over here, when we use the term or alia ka alia dami, meaning when we say what's the great chiddush, is the great chiddush that or alia ka alia dami, it means a little bit different than what we've been saying up until now. Up until now, we've been saying that the or alia ka alia dami means that it gets burnt on the mizbeach like the emurin, like the alia itself, the alia of the kevas itself. Over here, or alia ka alia dami is a metzias discussion. Over here, it just means that it's edible, right? Meaning previously, when we said or aliyah ka'aliyah dami, we're saying, oh, well, I know the tail of the keves, the aliyah of the keves gets burnt on the mizbeach. So or aliyah ka'aliyah dami means the or of the keves also gets, the or of the tail of the keves also gets burnt on the mizbeach. You don't skin it before you burn it on the mizbeach. Over here, when we say or aliyah ka'aliyah dami, we're just mentioning that it's edible. We're just saying that it's a davar hanechal. Oh, so if it's a davar hanechal, so then machshava to eat it, chutz l'mekom or chutz zmano, is going to be a machshavas psul or machshavas bigel. But if the whole chiddush is that it's a davar hanechal, that I know already from Maseches Chulin. So says Rav Chista would respond, itzrich. The Tana needs to tell us that or aliyah ka'aliyah dami over here as well, because salka deitach amina, I would have thought hani mili, that which we say in the Mishnah Chulin, that or aliyah is ra'i l'achila, that's the inyan tuma, that's as far as its ability to be mekabel tuma, derakich mitzdarif, that since it's soft, it's edible, and therefore it's mitzdarif to ushir tuma. Aval hacha ema lemashcha legedula kederek sham lachem ochlin. But over here, as far as what gets eaten as kachim, what parts of the animal get eaten as kachim, you need not just something that's barely edible, you need something that's a dignified kind of achila. Kings don't eat the or ha'aliyah. It's not a dignified meichel. Say malo, I would think that it's not considered to be something that's darko lechel. Now it's interesting because the term lemashcha is said by the matnos kutna. The or ha'aliyah is by a carbon shlamim that belongs to the bailim, not to the matnos kuhuna. So the one might have argued that what kind of havamina is that? That lemashcha legedula maybe is when the kohanim eat the matnos kuna that come from the karban, but as far as the bailim eating their parts of the karban, so maybe you don't need the mashcha legedula, but the gemara clearly assumes you do. So anyway, so kamash malan, that's why the mishnah tells me that even as far as kachim is considered, the ora aliyah has a din of the aliyah. So it turns out the ikr svara of Rav Chista is the Chazanish points out that Rav Chisda said, I might have thought that there are different criteria for Tumas Ochlin versus Achilas Kachim. That Achilas Kachim, because it needs to be a much more dignified Achila, so there are different criteria of Tumas Kachim versus Achilas Kachim. So Chazanish points out, there are different criteria, meaning that Hava Amina is still kind of true. It's just that this application of that rule is not true. The Ara Alia fits both criteria for some reason, right? It's for Tumas Ochlin and for Achilas Kachim. But there are things that are Royal Achila, but that are not considered Darkum Lechol when it comes to Kachim. The Shlil is Royal Achila and has a din of Tumas Nevela, but it's not Darkum Lechol because it's Ma'us to most people. So someone has a Machshavah to eat the Shlil, Chutzlus Mano, does not make it Pigle. It's just that by the Ora Alia, we don't say such a thing. So the Havamina is a really strong Havamina, meaning it's not just a Havamina that one might have thought, different criteria for Kachim than for a Tumah. No, there really are different criteria for Kachim and for Tumah. It's just that Ora Alia is not an example of something that fits the criteria of one and not the other. So now says the Gemara, Meisve, I'll challenge you on this issue of Ora Alia Ka'alia. Hashochet es Ha'ola, Lahakdir Kazayis Me'or Shetachas Ha'alia Chutzl Mekomo. A person shaks the carbon ola, having in mind that he's going to burn a kazayis of the or that's under the tail, chutzl mekomo, pasul vein bokares, chutzl zmano, pigul v'chayav nalav kares. Right, that's classic. Machshav chutzl mekomo makes it pasul, machshav chutzl zmano makes it pigul. So the Brisa says, but Elazar ben Yehuda ish Avelim. Avelim is just the name of the place where he came from. It's an unfortunate name of a city, I guess. But Elazar ben Yehuda ish Avelim, Omer Mishum Rabbi Yaakov, said in the name of Rabbi Yaakov, v'cheino yer Mishum ben Yehuda ish kfar ikus, Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon, echod or beis parsos, whether it's the or that's of the beis parsos, by the feet, the bottom part of the legs of the animal, behema daka v'behema daka, ve'echod or harosh shel egal arach, or whether it's the or of the head of a very young egel, a very young calf, ve'echod or shetachas ha'alya, or whether it be the or under the alya, v'kol shemanu chachamim gabe tuma, ve'elu shorosem kibsaren, anything that the chachamim said in Maseches Chulin, that the or has the same din of the basar because they're so soft they could be eaten. Lahavi or shel beis haboshes, and that includes the or of the beis harechem. All of those oros have a din of basar, and therefore if you shecht a carbonola, having in mind that you're going to be makdir l'chutz mukamo pasul vein bokares or chutz zmano pigul v'chayav nalav kares. So now says the Gemara, here's our kasha. The Brisa says ola in that by an ola machshava to be makdir the or alia will pasul, but that implies av. Zevach, lo, but other types of karbanos, we don't assume that having in mind to be makter the aliyah will pasul, like having in mind the other emurin, because the ora aliyah is not really part of the emurin. Well, bishlam, the Rav Huna, I understand very well, according to Rav Huna, that the ora aliyah does not have a din of an aliyah, and therefore, even though the aliyah is hooked on the mizbech, the ora aliyah is not hainu diktani ola. That's why the Mishnah specifically says by an ola, that by an ola, the ora aliyah is niktar, because everything's niktar on the mizbech by an ola. Elo the Rav Chisda, but according to Rav Chisda, that Or Alia is Ka'alia, and therefore, just like the Alia gets burnt on the Mizbech, the Or Alia gets burnt on the Mizbech. Ma'ir Yedetani Ola, listeni Zevach. Why does the Tana Dafka say Ola? It should say about any other carbon. It should say a regular Zevach. L'chora, this Kasha didn't only have to be on Rav Chisda, it also could have been on Shmuel, because Shmuel also held that the Or Alia is Ka'alia. So Tosos works on that Kasha. And how come we're only attacking Rav Chisda and we're not attacking Shmuel over here? So Amalach Rav Chisda would respond, Iba Yisema Ba'aliyah Shel Gedi. Well, it could be that the Brisa is talking about the Aliyah of a Gedi, and therefore it doesn't say a regular Zevach, because the Aliyah of a Gedi is not a Murim. The Aliyah of a Gedi is part of the Basar, it's part of what actually gets eaten. Viba Yisema Tani Zevach. Or just change the word, it shouldn't say Ola, it should say any Zevach, that the same is true of any carbon, and then we're all good. Period. That's the end of the first discussion. So again, the first discussion of our Mishnah was daf was why it is that the Mishnah spoke about the Or Ha'alya having Machshav Chutzim Kamo Chutzim Mano making the typical impact of pasling or piggling a korban, and we had three approaches and an explanation why each one didn't want to say like the other. Now we had said pasul vein bokares, that whenever you have a Machshav of Chutzim Kamo, It's going to make a puzzle. Machshav al chutzmanu makes a piggle. Minani mili. Where do we learn these things from? That a machshav al chutzmanu makes a puzzle. Machshav al chutzmanu makes a piggle. So Amar Shmuel trei krai iksivi. There are two pesukim in the Torah about this. One of them tells me about a machshav al chutzmanu making piggle, and the other about a machshav al chutzmanu making a puzzle. So Maihi, what are these two pesukim? Amar Rabba. Rabba points out there is a pasuk in Parshas Tzav where it says ve'me'achol ye'achol mi'b'sar zevach shlama ve'yom ashlishi lo yiratz. And it's not actually talking about eating, it's talking about having a machshava while you're doing the avodah to eat by Yom HaShlishi. So Shlishi Zeu Chutzazmano. When it says that you have a machshava of by Yom HaShlishi, that's always too late, right? The longest time you're allowed to eat a korban is 2 days and one night. So by definition, if you're having a machshava of Yom HaShlishi, that's a machshava Chutzazmano. Pigul, but then it says pigul yeah zechutz l'makomo, which is ironic because we normally use the term pigul to the definition of the word pigul is when yad machshav chutz zmano. But over here, when the Torah uses the word pigul, so that's telling us that a machshav chutz l'makomo. Even though the fipshuta, the pasuk is not talking about chutz l'makomo because it says bayom hashlishi, that's a chutz zmano thing. But the phrase pigul yeah is extra, so we darshan it to include even chutz l'makomo. That will passel as well. And then it says, "Vanefsha chelus mimenu," that someone who eats from it, avonatisa, so that means that you're chayiv kares. So even though the pasuk is talking about two things, it's talking about chutzes mano and it's talking about chutzel makomo, but we dashin echad velo shnayim, that anyone who eats mimenu avonatisa, so only if you eat from one of these two things are you going to be chayiv kares. So echad velo shnayim, you're not chayiv kares on both of these things. Zeu chutzes mano lumuti chutzel. So which one are you chayiv kares for? When you have machshav chutz zmanu, not when you have machshav chutz mekomo. Machshav chutz mekomo is just going to be possible. It's not going to be a chayiv kares. So the Gemara asks that, every part of that drasha could be questioned. So ve'ema va'nevshal chelus mimenu zel chutz mekomo lemutei chutz zmanu. All it said in the end of the pasuk is if you eat one of these two things, it's going to be kares and not the other one of these two. So who told you that if you eat the chutz zmanu, it's going to be kares and not the chutz mekomo? How did you decide which one to go with is going to be the chiv kares? Says Gemara, mistavro chutzes mano adif de pasach bay. That it's more mistavro that the chutzes mano is going to have the more chamer dikadinim because the Torah in that pasuk started with chutzes mano. It started by saying beyom hashlishi. It only said pigul yiyah, which taught us chutzes mekomo after it said beyom hashlishi. So therefore, we're going to attach the more strict din of kares to what the pasuk started with. Says Gemara, I could make an argument the other way. I would have thought that the closest phrase in the pasuk to the idea of mimenu, to the word mimenu, is about chutz mekomo. So maybe chutz mekomo should be chayiv kares, not chutz zmano. So Elam Rabbi, so because of these kashas, Abaye suggests Kiyasa Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi Amar Rav Samech Adetani Tana, that we're relying on that which the Tana of the Braisa taught us, that Kishu Omer, when the pasuk says Shlishi BeParshas Kedoshim Tiyu, meaning we've been quoting a pasuk in Parshas Tzav, but there's another pasuk. There's a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim as well. So when it says that VeMeachol YeAchel BeYom Shlishi Pigul Hu Lo Yiratzeh in Parshas Kedoshim Tiyu, Shein Tamal Omer, the pasuk is not telling us about Chutzes Mano because Sharei Kvarne. We already had a Parshas Tzav about Bayom HaShlishi. So even though it uses the word Bayom HaShlishi again in Parshas Kedoshim, and the word Bayom HaShlishi clearly means Chutzes Mano, because no carbon gets to Yom HaShlishi. So obviously it's about Chutzes Mano, but we already learned about Chutzes Mano in Parshas Tzav. So V'menu V'nil Chutzes Mano, T'nei V'nil Chutzes Mekomo. This is one of the Midrash HaTorah and Drash Ben, that if you have something that's being taught that's totally unnecessary for the context that it's being taught in, you have to apply it to a different context. So the Yom HaShlishi and Parshas Kedoshim cannot be about Chutzes Mano. It must be about Chutz L'Mekomo. And when it says Va'ochla Vavono Yisaki Es Kodesh HaMechil V'Nuchsa Nefshi Me'emeha, that pasuk is not talking about something that's actually left over as Nosar. Umiyet Rachmana Gabe Nosar Va'ochla Vavono Yisa. The Torah says by the Chi of Kares of Nosar that if you eat it Avono Yisa, then you're going to be five kares. Lamute chutzimukomo, and that's being mimaitas that if someone eats a korban that's that has a machshava of chutzimukomo, you're not going to be chayiv kares. So it's a special miut in the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim that talks about nosar that says if you eat nosar you're chayiv kares, but not if you eat the other thing this pasuk is talking about. And what's the other thing this pasuk is talking about? Something that's chutzimukomo. They have machshava of chutzimukomo. Ve'ima asking why I could say the opposite. Va'uchlava va'noyisa zeu chutzimukomo. No sir mikares. It just says if you eat it, you're gonna be chayiv kares. So, and there are two options of what the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim is talking about. It's either talking about no sir or it's talking about chutz l'makomo. How do you know that you chayiv kares for eating no sir, but not for eating chutz l'makomo? Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe you chayiv kares for eating a carbon that had a machshav chutz l'makomo and not for no sir. So it says more mistaver no sir avalei lukmei b'kares. It's more mistaver that you chayiv kares for eating no sir because. You could lemigmar. We could learn from avon l'chutzazmano that in Parshas Kedoshim it says va'uchlav avono yisa, and by in Parshas Tzav when it spoke about chutzazmano it said va'nevesh ochelas mimenu avona tisa. So it's not mufurush what is the nesiyas avon, but over here in Parshas Kedoshim it says avona yisa is kares. So if you're going to assume that the pasuk over here is talking about nosar, you could learn gzeirah shav. To machshava of chutzazmano that you're going to be chayiv kares over there as well. Didamile, because nosar and machshava chutzazmano are similar to one another, bezayin beis in two ways, in zman and bama, that both of them are psulim of zman. Nosar is when you actually leave the meat of the korban beyond the zman that it's allowed to be eaten, and you eat it at that point. And machshava chutzazmano is a machshava of chutzazmano, of leaving the carbon meat beyond the point that it's supposed to, or eating the carbon meat beyond the point that it's supposed to be eaten. And both of these things are knowing by Obama. So therefore, if you're going to ask that maybe we should learn that Nasiya Savon of chutzazmano b'gzereshava from somewhere else, you know, from Tumas Basar or something like that. So no, you don't have these two common links between them. So that's why it's better to learn the gzereshava from Nosar. That Nosar is similar to chutzazmano in zman and bama. Tumas basar is not similar because it doesn't have a din of zman. But if we're going to say that the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim is talking about chutzamakomo, and we're going to want to learn a gzeir shava of avon avon to chutzazmano, so and we would have asked that maybe we should learn instead of avon avon mituma, then you could have asked why not learn avon avon mituma? We wouldn't have any response to that. It's only because it's chutz. That I'm linking chutzlizmano to nosar. I'm linking nosar to chutzlizmano. That I have a reason to dafka make that link and not to link it to tumah. But if I was going to try to link chutzlimakomo to chutzlizmano, then I might as well to learn avon avon mituma. So it says more no adraba chutzlimakomo havelei lukmei b'kares. It's more mustaver to say that the kares is for chutzlimakomo lemigmar avon avon. The chutzazmano, and therefore to learn gzereshava avon avon to chutzazmano, the chutzazmano is chayiv kares as well. Meaning, maybe the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim is telling me about a chayiv kares if you have a machshava chutzamakomo, and that's how I know that chutzazmano is also chayiv kares from avon avon, from one to the other. Didami lei, because chutzazmano and chutzamakomo don't have two things in common; they have four things in common: b'mem, kuf, dalet, shin, machshava, and ktsas, and dam and shlishi, meaning they're both psulei machshava. One is a machshava of chutzimukomo, the other is a machshava of chutzazmano. They're both even by ktsas, even if you have machshava on a kezayis of chutzazmano or a kezayis chutzimukomo, and they're both psulim in the avodas hadam, and they both say the word shlishi in their context. So therefore, I'd rather learn a gzeir shava of chutzazmano to chutzimukomo and not from tumah, because tumah is not dome to chutzazmano. So now the Gemara leaves that as a kasha. Why do we say the pasuk of kares in Parshas Kedoshim is dafka talking about nosar and not chutzimukomo? So the Gemara answers this kasha in a totally new way. Ella amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tani Zivdi Bar Levi. Zivdi Bar Levi explains the reason that the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim that says yechayv kares must be talking about nosar is asya kodesh kodesh. We have a gzeirah shava of kodesh kodesh because ksiv hacha. It says in Parshas Kedoshim as kodesh Hashem chilel v'nichrasa uksiv hacha. Chasam, and it says in Sefer Shemos, V'sarafta es hanosar ba'esh, and it says, Lo yachal ki kodeshu. So he uses the term kodesh. So mala hala nosar, just like in Sefer Shemos, it's beferish that it's nosar, sa afkan nosar. So over here in Parshas Kedoshim, it must also refer to nosar. Miet rachmana gabe ochla v'ochla v'avono yisa l'mu'te chutz l'mukam omikares. And then when it says in the Parsha of Kedoshim that v'ochla v'avono yisa, you're only chayiv karis for eating it, I know that it means nosar, and it's excluding eating a karban that has a machshava of chutz l'mukam. So the pasuk in Parshas Tzav is talking about machshava chutz l'zmano, and it says you're chayiv karis, and the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim is talking about machshava of chutz l'mukam, where but it excludes chutz l'mukam from karis because it also talks about nosar and says you only chayiv karis for nosar. Umay chazis dekra aricha bechutz l'zmano u'shlishit Parshas Kedoshim tiu chutz l'mukam eibachana. But wait, meaning neither of them use the terms chutz l'mukam or chutz l'zmano. They both in Parshas Tzav and Parshas Kedoshim all said was biyom hashlishi. So we said, oh, one biyom hashlishi must be about chutz l'zmano, and the other one must be about chutz l'mukam. Parshas Tzav must be about chutz l'zmano, and Parshas Kedoshim must be about chutz l'mukam. How do you know that? Maybe it should be the opposite. Maybe the pasuk in Parshas Tzav is really about chutz l'mukam, and the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim is about chutz l'zmano. So mistavra aricha bechutz l'zmano. It's more mistavra that the long pasuk is about chutz l'zmano because it doesn't say the chiyuv karis explicitly by it, but rather degamar avon avon minosar. We learn that the term nesias avon in that context in Parshas Tzav must mean karis because we learn avon avon from nosar didamile bezayin beis because chutz zmano and nosar are comparable in zman and bama in those two ways. But if the long pasuk were talking about chutz l'mukamo, we wouldn't be able to learn gzeir shavim from nosar because there's no comparison whatsoever between nosar and chutz l'mukamo. So it says, Mara adraba, aricha b'chutz l'mukamo. Maybe I should have said that the long pasuk is about chutz l'mukamo. Ushlishi, and the pasuk that says, v'yom ashlishi, the kedoshim tiyu, in Parshas Kedoshim, b'chutz l'zmano. Maybe that's about chutz l'zmano, mishum d'damilei, samche v'kamimayitlei. Because since chutz l'zmano is so much more similar to nosar than chutz l'mukamo is, maybe it's more mistaver that they appear in the same pasuk. So what motivated us to say that the phrase that the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim is talking about chutz l'mukamo? I would have thought no, it should be talking about chutz l'zmano because it appears in the context of nosar, and chutz l'zmano and nosar have a lot in common. So that drasha just doesn't work. So the Gemara is now going to bring another drasha because the whole thing is rejected. It is fascinating. This drasha is absolutely rejected, and it is brought in Rashi and Chumash. So in Parshas Tzav, unclear why, but seems to be absolutely rejected in the Gemara. Ella Amar Rava. Rava says Kulu Mikra Aricha Asyan. All of the whole din of Chutz Zmano and Chutz L'mukamo comes from the long pasuk where we're going to learn both the din that Chutz Zmano is Chayiv Kares and that Chutz L'mukamo is not Chayiv Kares. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says in Parshas Tzav, again the pasuk says V'im he'achol ye'achel mi'bsar zevach shlamav b'yom ha'shlishi lo yiratza makriv oso lo yichashev lo pigul yiyeh v'anev shalchel zmen avonot yisa. So the Braisa is going to darshan the entire pasuk, meaning all of the dinim, to come straight from that pasuk. You don't need the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. It all comes from the pasuk in Parshas Tzav. He'achol ye'achel b'shtei achilos akos medav. It says the double lashon of achila, so it sounds like two different achilos. Echad achilos adam, ve'echad achilos mizbeach. Whether you have a machshava of a person eating the basar chutz l'zmano, or you have a machshava of the mizbeach eating, so to speak, burning the carbon chutz l'zmano, it's going to become pigul. Mi b'sar zevach shlamav, when it says mi b'sar zevach shlamav, we're comparing it to a carbon shlamim. Ma shlamim mefaglin u'mispaglin, just like carbon shlamim, the dam is the mefagel, that having a machshava during the avodas adam of chutz l'zmano will make the korban pigul, and the basar and the emurin are what becomes pigul through the machshava that you had about the dam. So there are two parts of the korban. There's the matir and the nitar. The dam is matir, the basar ba'achila, and the emurin lahakrava, and the machshava on the avodas hamatir makes the nitar pigul, meaning the bad machshava on the avodas hamatir is going to make that which is normally nitar into pigul. So saf kol. So to any karbanos that have a din of pigul, it's mefaglin or mispaglin. But menachos, let's say, that the whole thing is burnt and there are no two parts, so they don't have a din of pigul. Shlishi ze chutzuzmano. When it says shlishi, that tells me about chutzuzmano. Lo yiratzeh, when it says lo yiratzeh, so it sounds like it's talking about zrika, because the zrika sadam is what is supposed to be meratzeh, and since it says the lashon of hartza'a in the carbon puzzle, just like by a carbon kasher, paratza'a is kasher, karatza'a is kasher, kein hartza'a is puzzle. In the following way, ma hartza'a is kasher, ache krivu kol matirov, af hartza'a is puzzle, ache krivu bo, ache krivu kol matirov. Just like a carbon is only kasher when you do everything right, the psul that we're talking about of pigul is only when everything else is being done right. Hamakriv, ba'akravu nifsal, veinu nifsal b'shlishi. That it becomes possible when you have a makshava at the shas hakrava to eat it b'yom ha'shlishi, but not b'yom ha'shlishi mamish. We're talking about psulei makshava over here. Oso, b'zevach ha'kas medabra veinu medabra b'kohen. And when it says oso, we're talking about the zevach and not the kohen who's makriv. Meaning, don't think the kohen is going to become possible forevermore now. It's a psul in the karban when you have the wrong makshava. Lo yichashev, lo yarev bo makshavos averos. You're not supposed to mix in other makshavos. Pigul zechutz mekomo. When it says pigul, that's referring to a machshava chutz mekomo. Yihye melamit shemistar from zeh mzeh. And Yihye teaches us that two psulim, the psul of machshava chutz mekomo, chutz zmano, if you have a machshava and chatzi zayis of each, then mitzaref, vanevesho cheles mimenu, echod velo shnayim, that if you eat from it, you're chayiv kares, but only one of these violations is chayiv kares, vezeh zechutz zmano, de gomer avon avon, minoser de dami le bezayin beis. We assume that that's a reference to chutzos mano because it's we link chutzos mano to nosar since it's got two things in common with nosar. So the bottom line is that all of it, or the din of chutzos mekomo being pasul and the din of chutzos mano being chayiv karis, all comes from the pasuk in parshas tzav. We do not use the pasuk in parshas kedoshim at all. And to Be'ez Hashem tomorrow we'll get to the question of okay, so then what do you do with the pasuk in parshas kedoshim? Tomorrow daf is going to be at 6 a.m. because we're davening 6:35 so that we could daven Nate's Be'ez Hashem. So it will be a shorter daf and we will start at 6 a.m. Have a great day, everybody.